as Newcastle's top athletes, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I am definitely not in that bracket, nor have I ever been. But I will talk to you about my experiences in athletics. I'll keep it very brief. I will be followed by Dion McNeely speaking tonight, and Dion is without question one of the very best athletes that's ever come out of Northern Ireland, and it will be a pleasure to listen to him. I think it's also a great for Newcastle that we have somebody of Dion's calibre in the club as well. So just to briefly tell you what I've done in athletics, I started running in 1983 when I was 13. My first training session was in the grounds of this school. It was called the Long Field. The coach that night was a young, fresh-faced Mr. Paul Rogers, who was about 16 or 17, and he put about 10 or 12 of us through our paces. At that stage, I just got hooked on athletics. I joined a local club then called Tullymore IC, and over the course of the next 7 years, I was coached by a guy who dedicated an awful lot of his time to me. That was Mike McNulty. During those 7 years, I competed for my school and a club all over Ireland. I competed in the County Down schools, Ulster schools, and Irish schools. I did reasonably well, but the most important thing was that I enjoyed it. And because I enjoyed it, I totally dedicated myself to it as well. In 1989, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to go to Loughborough University, which was a very famous university for sport. And I went there for a year. And again, that was a whole new experience. I got to meet some very famous athletes at the same time as well. About 1989-1990, I joined up with Newcastle. Didn't really race so much over the course of the next few years. And as Eamon mentioned then, I had to have a kidney transplant in 1998. In some ways that could have been a major setback for me, but it actually opened up a lot of new doors. I was able to compete at the British Transplant Games, travel all over the UK. I was also fortunate enough to be selected to represent Great Britain at the World Transplant Games, and that has allowed me the opportunity to travel all over the world. I've been to Hungary, France, Japan, and last year I was in Sweden. So through athletics, I've got an awful lot out of it. Most importantly, I've enjoyed it. I've had the opportunity to travel. I've had the opportunity to meet some lovely people. I've really dedicated myself to training and to having goals and targets. I would encourage anybody to take up running, take up athletics. It's great to see Newcastle and East Down working together for the promotion of our young athletes. And I'm sure from within this group of young people that we have here this evening that they'll be champions of the future. But also I'm sure that we'll have people who just want to enjoy athletics and participate in it. So if I was giving you any advice to the young people today, I would say just enjoy it, be a good sportsman, and also try other sports as well. Don't just restrict yourself to one sport at a young age. That's pretty much it.